Welcome to this edition of the Pepperdine People Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Gibson. This series captures some of the outstanding learning and outreach opportunities available here at Pepperdine. Each episode features interviews with exceptional members of our community and the special people who visit our campus.
Thank you for joining us for episode number 26 of Pepperdine People. I'm Ted Garcia, and I'm joined today by Leslie Landis, who is the author of The Art of Overeating, A Belly Full of Laughs About Our Food Phobic Culture. First of all, you are an alum, correct?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about that.
Well, I got my my MA in clinical psychology. Basically, I attended most of the time the Encino Extension Center.
Right.
And but I have come onto this campus. Of course, I wish I were here the whole time. It's so beautiful.
In Malibu. Yeah, it's a tough view, right?
Yeah.
Now, where did the topic of eating and overeating and food come into play for you?
Well, I base this on my husband. He was my inspiration. And he is a world-class overeater. And I have been, you know, I could say very codependent with him on that subject.
Okay.
And was constantly harping on him and getting nowhere. And out of frustration, I started to write down some of his exploits, which are quite incredible in my mind. And it took off from there. I decided I really had a book in here if I kept going.
So tell me about some of his exploits.
Oh, let's see. There's so many.
give me a good one.
Okay. Well, there was a time that we were on a cruise with my parents. And you know how they give you a lot of food on a cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Every night there were five entrees, and every night he would order five entrees. Okay. It's really the truth. And finally, my father said, you know what? I mean, my father was a little worried about him and whether how long he was going to make it at this rate.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, would you please do me a favor and just have one dish?
Okay.
And my husband, whose name is Martin, readily agreed. But unbeknownst to us, that night he spoke to the waiter beforehand. And when dinner was served, the waiter brought out five entrees and one huge dish.
All right, so it's a matter of, yeah, he followed the request, but
right.
Not quite the way he was supposed to.
Yes, the letter of the law, as they say, but not the spirit.
Well, was he figuring that he paid for it, so he might as well get it? Or does he just love food that much that he wanted to try everything?
Oh, no, he just loves food. I mean, I feel like he thinks about it 24/7.
Is he a fit man? Is he a healthy man?
Well, believe it or not, he exercises almost every day. He likes to exercise. I tease him because I think that he likes to exercise because then he feels entitled to eat more
right.
afterwards.
On the cruise, he probably didn't do a lot of exercising, I would imagine.
Not as much on the cruise.
Now, what about you in terms of your eating habits? You're a very thin, kind of petite woman. What about you?
Yes, that's true for those who cannot see me, which is everyone. I am not usually an overeater. Of course, I have my moments, mainly at dessert when
right.
I overdo it. But I feel that my taste buds probably stopped at about age 13.
Ooh.
And I'm well stuck into my childhood foods of peanut butter and jelly and macaroni and cheese
mm-hmm.
and chocolate chip cookies.
The good stuff.
Yeah. Not that I don't eat other things, but those are my favorites.
Now, this is being described as very tongue-in-cheek. Is that a good way to describe the book?
Oh, I think very much so.
So tell me why.
I mean, obviously – well, I shouldn't say obviously, but I would be shocked if anyone took my advice in the book seriously. I like to say the only person who would take my book seriously is someone who is trying to attain over 600 or 700 pounds in weight.
Okay.
It's really a satire.
Okay.
And I see it as a satire on the diet industry more than anything because, let's face it, we're not just hit over the head. We're punched in the stomach with that message everywhere we look.
Well, it's a huge industry.
Yes, it is.
Billions of dollars, and people want to try everything they can.
Yes, they do.
To get thin. In your book, do you address the diet industry, or do you kind of poke fun at it, or how does it go for you?
Well, the whole book is poking fun at it
mm-hmm.
because instead of telling people, you know, all the millions of ways to get thin, I'm telling them all the millions of ways to overeat.
Right.
And the one thing I have to say is that it's really easy to follow the advice in my book.
As opposed to the Atkins diet or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Now, you are a clinical psychologist.
Yes.
What have you learned about overeating?
Well, I have had the opportunity to work with people who are overweight. It isn't why they were seeing me, or I was treating them mainly for depression. Mm-hmm. But there were people there who were overweight. Some people were. When you work with people, you can determine whether the problems of overweight are due to the depression, or perhaps the depression is adding to the fact that they're overweight. And in many cases, it's a little of both. And or in this case, a lot of both.
Right.
I found, as I said, they weren't there to be treated for any eating disorders or problems of weight. But sooner or later, they would bring up their unhappiness with their weight issues. And I found very early on that a very bad thing to do would be to shame them,
right,
to be didactic, trying to tell them how to do this, how to do that. Mm-hmm. And so what I found is, frankly, that humor worked at the right time in the right place. I would use humor. I had one client, for instance, that I could think of who after a while divulged to me that she would hide candy bars in her lingerie drawer. So that sort of struck me as a little funny. And so we started having some fun with that. Well, what else could she hide? And where else could she hide it? You know, like in her shoes and in her pockets and things like that, of coats and so forth. You know, it really, I think it helped her take a look at herself in a non-shaming way. And she was able to get some control over her behavior.
Now, you're not – we're saying this is tongue-in-cheek and it's humorous. You would not tell anybody to pick up this book and be unhealthy in any way or use this book as any kind of guide for their lives in terms of their eating.
No, I don't think – I don't think anyone could really mistake that, that that's not what the book is really about. The book is – hopefully will give people a – well, I don't believe – hopefully, I know it will give them a good laugh, make them feel happier, and you know, it's there are a lot of books out there, hundreds and hundreds, that will tell them how to eat healthy and how to lose weight. That's not really what my book is about, although, as I said, it's trying. I'm trying to bring some humor to the subject.
Now, I have not picked it up. If I were to pick it up and read it, is it broken up into personal stories, or how is it laid out, chapter by chapter?
Well, the chapters are sort of grouped into ideas. For instance, there's one about eating while you're traveling, you know, all the good things you can do and why it's so important to overeat while you travel.
Right.
You know, for instance, if you go to a different country, rather than just see the sights, isn't it important to absolutely try out every hotel, restaurant and cafe that you come across and restaurant that you come across? Just as important as seeing the sights, right?
Sure.
And again, I have one about in that chapter about traveling on the railroad and how the most important thing is to get to the club car there.
Right.
And how, you know, how great it is because you can meet other people. So go often.
Right. And eat something.
And eat something. All that hearty fare that they love to serve you. And so it's sort of broken down into to different chapters that way.
Have you done a lot of traveling?
I've done some.
What has been your favorite dining experience in another country?
Well, I love Italy.
Oh, me too.
I am definitely into pasta. And I guess I just branched out from macaroni and cheese to pasta in general. And so I can't remember a bad meal in Italy.
If you really want to splurge on a meal, besides peanut butter and jelly or whatever, if you really want to splurge, what do you like to get?
Wow.
Decadent.
Wow, that's a good question. Well, I would have to go right to desserts.
You're going to bypass the steak and everything and go to dessert.
Yeah, the truth is I'm not a major entree eater at all. I love salads and I like the appetizers a lot. I'll often order two appetizers as a meal.
Yeah.
And then it's dessert.
Anything for dessert.
Yeah, well, not anything. I like the chocolate desserts.
Okay.
And, you know, I like key lime pie and cheesecake. And
you're making me hungry. So we've got the holidays coming up. We've
yes.
got Thanksgiving. We've got Hanukkah, Christmas. What do you tell people about the holidays? Do you say, come on, just enjoy yourself and you know, eat what you want to eat?
I really think so. Mm-hmm. Like clockwork, we're going to see on television and in every magazine and so forth. There'll be something about, you know, how not to overindulge, how not to put on those couple pounds. You know, we're going to see that very, very shortly now in the next week. There'll be plenty of programs on that. And, I mean, the whole point is you're going to get together with people. There's going to be a lot of delicious food. Oh, hopefully. And, and you know, this is a time to enjoy yourself. You know, should you overdo it? Well, that's going to be up to you. But I think you should really enjoy the moment, because part of enjoying food is enjoying the company and enjoying the particular activity or holiday that you're celebrating.
Very true. What do you hope people take away from your book?
Well, I hope they take away a sense of humor, mm-hmm. that they had a good laugh. That mm-hmm. would be the most important, I think. I think also that they felt that they got a little bit of insight into our world, our overeating world.
Right.
And, you know, people tell me all the time that sometimes they see themselves in it, but more often they realize how true this all is about our whole world and how we eat.
So far, what kind of feedback have you received about the book?
I've received great feedback. And so many people have liked it and have bought a lot of copies for gifts. A lot of copies for gifts. They feel that they could give it to practically everyone they know.
Which leads me to ask you, where can we purchase the book?
Well, I mean, you can purchase it at most every bookstore. Okay. Here close to the Pepperdine campus, Diesel is carrying it. Barnes & Noble, every Barnes & Noble has it. It's certainly available online on Amazon and BNN.com. It's most everywhere.
Great. All right. Well, it sounds good, and you've made me hungry, and now I'm not going to feel guilty about overeating.
No, don't feel guilty.
Thank you. All right. We've been joined by author Leslie Landis, who just wrote The Art of Overeating, A Belly Full of Laughs About Our Food Phobic Culture. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Great. And I'm Ted Garcia. Thanks for listening.